Zeg dus was Avi Mori, Jakob Mitzel Pilcher, zeg dus was Daniel Schenebus, who sure followed. Okay, we are this week's Hayakel Pekude HaChoydesh. Hayakel Moshe is called Adas B'nei Yisrael V'yomer Lehem Eile HaDvarim Asher Tziva Hashem L'asos Osam. So Moshe gathers everyone together. And he tells them about Shabbos. Then there's the Pekudei HaMishkan. So, etc. So if you take a look on page 17. The Chasam Sofer says, "Vayakel Moshe is called Adasi Yisrael." Says the Chasam Sofer in the Torah Moshe, "Yesh ledaktik, even the Chasiv called Adas Bnei Yisrael, lo hayah tzorich lomar Vayakel." Right? Vayakel means to gather everyone together. So if it's going to say, then what does it just say? "Vayidaber Hashem will call Adas Bnei Yisrael." Said, of course, if Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael is there, then obviously they're gathered together. It seems repetitive to say Vayakel and Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. Because if it's Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael is there, that he's speaking to them, that means they're gathered together. So the word Vayakel, therefore, is superfluous. Major doctor came to see Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael, lo yotzarech lomar Vayakel, umoresh Parshas Kedoshim, Shenemar Behakel, right? What's the lashon in Kedoshim? In Parshas Kedoshim, Lou Referari.
Kedoshim to you.
Darbeir called Bras Yisrael. And it doesn't say Vayakel, because it's called Adas Bnei Yisrael. So obviously, like Rashi says,
Rashi's there.
Vayakel, Lona, but it doesn't have to say it in the pasuk Vayakel, because if it says Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael, the Mela, they're all gathered together. So here it's superfluous, Lachar. Vayakel Moshe and Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. Says v'neksiv amarti ach k'mo v'hi rechoka mimeni. Right, Shlomo Melech says, I thought I was a chachma, but still he rechoka mimeni, and but I still don't understand para aduma. Chosav Shlomo, sheparshas chukas b'sifro, divadik siv kam pon mitorah chuko, zos chukas ha-pesach. Chachak siv chukas ha-torah. So chok and torah. Chok v'tor. Fearing is from Hachi he rechoka, the Hari Sasra died, the Chok Chuka, Ikuva. Whenever it says Chok Chasolom Lador Sechem, it's Likuva. And you can't change an iota. So lo yishuna dover me asher ksivka. Chol ha-tora, the rabbos afilu eino mamish. So it's Torah is a losha, more of an inclusive losha. Chok is a more of a kavua. It has to be exactly this way. Torah, what does Chazal say? Kol Torah l'rabos afilei zos Torah ha'ola. So what does Rashi say? L'rabos ha'psulim. So chukas apar, chok and Torah seem to be contradicting. So, he writes here, seems to be a steer, Colt and Torah. So if you look here, page 18, Ofizeh Pshitish The matam yesh chaver lavon ha'ego. Rather, my eager hayon also nikalo b'tzibro aron. I say lano olkim. Miskibu barabim lifrok nizono. Okay, eich nafochu shetzibro in tzrichim efer para. Whereas he says it's interesting that right tuma putra b'tzibro, right. So, but for care to the whole ego was done with Tzibur. Matam yesh b'lechaper lovon ha'ego. Adrabi, Iker ha'yosh nikalu b'tzibur al Aaron and Moshe, say lano olkim, skibu b'rabim, ken etna fochu shatzibur enim tzrichim. In other words, the whole chet ha'ego was done with Tzibur. They went up against Aaron. They say, say lano olkim. They went. So it's just the opposite. But yet a tzibur doesn't need a for paradu because tumahutu b'tzibur. So he says, yesh lomar lo shayach kihila v'tzibur v'chibur bover arvera. Feel alofim heim hakol kihidim. Whereas if you have many people and they're not tzadikim, so you can have a million people, but they're all considered separate units, a million separate units. Avodas Hashem is the Yechidim come together and they become one unit. So that's what Shav Vayakel Moshe, Birito Miyom Kippurim, they had Kapor V'Cheta Ego. So now they're considered, it's not just having people gathered together versus not. If Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael is there, so they're gathered together, obviously. But the idea that they're considered one unit, that's only after the kapara of Chet Ha'egel. What's the pshat? Was there's a difference between a million singular people, even if they're standing together, and 10 people together as a unit. What's the difference? Because when we're being over Hashem, we don't do it for ulterior motives. It's not like I have my reason, you have your reason. No, it's all one thing of belief in Hashem. So that brings us all together. So that's pshat, why, but in contrast to people who are not tzaddikim, and they're doing their averus, each one for their own taiva and their own reason, like the pasuk says, tam yivakesh nifrad, whatever pasuk. So the pasuk says, you know, that Russia, everyone has his own reason. So then it's not a kihila. It's many yichidim. And the idea is, by Yakel Moshe, is only at this point could we say, because we're not questioning, if you call Adas Yisrael, everyone was there. But everyone could be there and there could still be a million singular people, as opposed to the people there and creating one unit. And you can only create one unit if you're over Hashem, so therefore you all on the same page. But if you're, because you're doing it because they're Munah B'Hashem. But Rishoyim that are getting together, it's many people, but it's not in one unit. So you only say Vayakel Moshe, as Rashi says, is Machoras Yom Kippur. After they got Kapara for the Chet Ha'egel, but now they could become one unit. So that's the first idea. Then the Chasam Sofer continues on page 18. Vayakel Moshe kol Adas Yisrael ve'ilu dvarim she'tziva Hashem sheish yamim ta'aseh melacha. So here, Hikdim, says the Chasam Sofer, page 18 on the left, Shabbos l'melacha se'mishka. Right? Shabbos sheish yamim ta'aseh melacha ve'yom shvi'ezel lechem kodesh. So Shabbos is, and then it says the Melachas HaMishkan. So Shabbos becomes before the Melachas HaMishkan. But in Parshas Kisisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yichir Shabbos Achar Melachas HaMishkan. First, it speaks about the Mishkan. Right, footnote 7. He says, Achar Shekseiv Re'ei Karasi B'Shem Etzalel. That's the Mishkan. And then it says, Achar Shabsosai Tishmoro. So how come when in Parshas Vayakhel, the Shabbos is mentioned before the Mishkan, and in Parshas Kisisa, the Mishkan is mentioned first? So it says, Yesh Lomer, the Mizorah, Isa, the Kodim Egel, Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Parshas Truma, Me'ez Kol Isha, She'ez Vedo Libo. And the Zohar says, what does it mean, Me'ez Kol Ish? Even from the Erev Rav, you could take for the Mishkan. Well, Achshav Parshas Vayakhel is after the Egel. It says, "Kchu me'itchem truma, me'itchem v'lo me'erev Rav." So now they can't give to al derech lo lachem v'lo no levno space okay. And he came and he the Shabbos lechas and Mishkan. As it says in the footnote test, Shabbos is Tadir. It happens every week. Lechem as a Mishkan happens very rarely that they build a new Mishkan. So, but the Mishkan, on the other hand, is more Mekudosh. So which comes first? Tadir or Mekudosh? So we assume that it's a standoff, a tie. The Ezim Hemshe Yirtza Yaktim. Either one. You can either choose to do the Tadir first or you can do the Mekudosh first. Because Malkom Hashna the Shabbos Shavim Bechol Makol Ben Yisrael Ben La'Erev Rav. But here, when it comes to Shabbos, you see, there's a din of Tadir, there's a din of Mekudosh, but then there's a din of Shava Bakol. That who's chayiv in this? Who takes part? The Shabbos is Shava Bakol. Right? From Jews, not from everyone, the Erev Rav takes part in Shabbos, everyone takes part in Shabbos. So in this part, in Parshas Vayakhel, Shabbos is mentioned first. Because it's Shavu Mekol. It's for everybody. But she'ein came in Mishkan is only for Klal Yisrael. That's why. So therefore, in this Parsha, you see, in Parsha's case, it speaks about Shabbos first, and then the Mishkan, because Shabbos is Shavu Mekol, and Mishkan's not. Because right now, the Erev Rav is not allowed to be part of the Mishkan. Parshas before the Chet HaEgel, you could give the Mishkan, you could even take from the Erev Rav. So therefore, it's a Shail of Tadir Mekudosh, and you'd have a question of the one is Shavu Mekol and one is not. So it could be either way. He speaks about it at the bottom here, I think. But now that we make a difference in the Mishkan, we eliminate the Erev Rav from the Mishkan, but Klal Yisrael, still everyone, even the Erev has Shabbos, so then it becomes an idea of Shavu Mekol takes precedence. So that was the reason why it changed. So we have two ideas from the Chasam Sofer. One is the idea of Vayakhel. Vayakhel, a true kehila, can only be when it's not just singular people, but everyone comes together. You can only come together to do Ratzon Hashem. Not to do Ratzon Hashem, Pasuk says, Latav vacation in Nifrat. Right? Was that initially? Right? That's everyone is. Right? So when you're not doing Rosh Hashanah, everyone's thinking of their own Yetzirah. So then that's not healing. Okay, now let's go to Parshas Pekudei. Eile Pekudei HaMishkan Mishkan HaEidus. So Rebbeinu Mechai says, HaMishkan has five letters in it. So therefore, Mishkan, if the man is 40, Shin is 300, 340, Tav is 20, so it's 360, and the Nun is 50, so it's 410. It's 340, 360. In Hei HaOsios, the Gemara says Tavchav, Kimin Hashem Shalmed by Hashem. So Eil Pugude Ham Mishkan. So how, what is that? He says that's 420. Mishkan what? Because it's 340, 360. Why is it 420? Right. So he says, Mishkan Gematria is 410. You mean that Shonim, that was the amount that the Mishka, the Bais Risha. I mean that Shonim Shonim Bais Risha. So Ezer again, let's read it again. Ezer Rabbeinu Mechaya, Ham Mishkan im Hei Osios Ol Mishkan Gematria Tav Chof. Kiminyan Hashanim Sha'omer Bai Shein. Ham Mishkan Mishpar Mosios Remez the Bai Shein. Ham Mishkan Mishpar Remez the Bai Shein. So
pick a day's five letters, that's another five.
Oh, right, okay. Right, so that's what he's saying. Is very close to point that Ham Mishkan. So Ham Mishkan is 410. Mishkan is 410, and then if you add the Hay, it's 415, and then you count each letter as another one, it's 420. So that's Rabbi Mechai. The Mishkan is Tav Yud. That's the that was the Bais Risha. Ha'edus Haser Vav, because it's spelled without a Vav. The Gematria Tov Ayin Tes. That's 479. Mispar Hashanim Sha'omer HaMishkan Ad Binyan HaBayis. How many years in the Mishkan? Tov Ayin Tes. Dover Nifla, right? It's interesting. HaMishkan, Mishkan, and Eidus. HaMishkan is by Sheini. Mishkan is Bais Rishon, and Ha'edus is is 479. That's the amount of years that the Mishkan stood until Binyan Bais. So now in Vayisheni, it's the extra hay. Sarach lahavin matam chaser hay b'misper Vayisheni. There was. We have to count the letters because we're missing five things. That's the five things that we're missing in Vayisheni that they didn't. That the Gemara says that. That they didn't have the Aron. I'm reading from Gemara here. It's in the footnote. In Gemara Yuma Chafal of the days, the five things were missing in Bayesheni, that the Aron, the Kaparis, the Kruvim, he says, Kule Chad Milsa, that's one. Then the Eish, the Shechina, Ruch HaKodesh, Purim Betumim. But then he continues, and he says, "Yesh lefarish the adua the chol ma sha'asa Moshe moshaltabo umma v'loshon la'olam." Right, that's the famous Gemara. And anything that Moshe Rabbeinu built was permanent, was not destroyed, because Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Mishkan wasn't made by Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, it's not going to be permanent. So he says, the chol masha also Moshe lo shalta bo uma v'locho lo olam, kasher lo nasa ha-mishkan ha-de Moshe l'vado kim al-yidei anoshim shehuf kedu olav al-ken asir hu l'charev. Zeh eil p'kudei ha-mishkan, zeh chesrono shal ha-mishkan. See, what does p'kudei mean? Besides counting, nifkad means it's chaser, missing. So why is it missing? Meaning, it's going to be destroyed. Because if it wasn't made by Moshe Rabbeinu, it'll be destroyed. Zer eil pute hamishkan, zer kesrono shal mishkan, ad shal al yidei ozon achitzor nismashkein b'avnoseim beis pa'am. So it was taken away. It was destroyed twice. Zer asher pokto Moshe al yidei tomer ben Aaron ha-Kohen v'lo asa ba'atzmo. Since it wasn't made by Moshe itself, then you could have a kudei hamishkan, a chisaron of the Beis Hamikdash. The footnote Dalet, Lomar, page 20. Ilu hayam Moshe bona ba'atzma as hamishkan, hayad dushoso olomis, v'loya mispatel v'godus. V'loya tzorech libona as Beis Hamikdash al deshlom of Ezra, v'asof nechrov v'nismashkin beis ba'anim. So, in other words, if the Mishkan would have made by Moshe, would have never been destroyed, and then we would not have to have a Beis Hamikdash that would have been destroyed twice. Look at the Ha'ara here on page 20 on the top of the side. Kudei Mishkan Hainu Chisrono Shal Mishkan Shenigram Ki Pokto Moshe Biad Yisomer Ben Aaron V'lo Asol Ba'atzmo. That he had Yitomer Ben Aaron do it, and he did it himself, Therefore, the Mishkan was not La'olam, and then there would be coming after it, the base, two Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed. Because if Moshe would have built the Mishkan, then the Mishkan would have stayed, and then there would have been no destruction. And then he continues on page 21, the Chasam Sofer, Eidim Chudi HaMishkan Mishkan HaEidus, Lefi HaOmer B'Midrash Doramas Kan Shnei Mashkanim, Chad Beis HaMikdash. So what's the, he says a different pshat. What is the Mishkan twice? That they made a Beis Medrash near the Mishkan from the extra money. And two, Mishkan Ol Moed Mamish, the Mishkan itself. So Eil B'Kudei HaMishkan, and B'Kudei HaMishkan is the Beis Medrash. Who pocket al Pimosha? So Talmid of Yoshu says the Chasam Sofer, Shama V'Oskim B'Torah al Piv. Who B'Kudei HaMishkan, who others, Olivim Hainu Kitam Torah, Frad, the Rabbi Choshev, Tvei Me'avoda. Kudei Mishkan Ha'edusu Avodas Halvim B'Yadi Tomer. Hainu Kitam Torah B'Frad, the Rabbi Choshev, Tvei Me'avoda. So he says, the first Pikudei HaMishkan is the base medrash. El Pikudei HaMishkan. Mishkan HaEdush HaShul Pukur Al Pi Moshe, because it was his Talmidim who were learning there. Pikudei Mishkan HaEdush Avodah comes before Avodas Halavim, because Talmud Torah in the Beis Medrash is even more chashuv than Avoda, versus in Megillah. For Odei Shlomar, another thing, even she'ena bracha shora, this is a big yisod in life, that bracha is shora and something that is more hidden. When you count something, now you know exactly what it is, it's not hidden. When you don't count something, it's more hidden. So anichnas lomud grono, the person wants to measure how much produce he has in his silo. Tzarech lomud chila kodem sheyum, but he rotzon shetishlach bracha kri hazeh. Okay, and hachanam etem shepochad umana Moshe misper hanedava, tem zeh pochadu Moshe Rabbeinu bepiv betfil bracha yitzon shetishlach bracha. Pochad lashem machshava, Hashem pochad, Hashem pochad. Term Kudus Hamim Kvan Nifkar Habracha Al Pi Moshe. So he says that before Moshe counted the Nedavas, terms that Pachtu Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Moshe Al Befiv Betfilo U Bracha. He wrote to Tishlach Bracha U Pachad Losha Machshava. Hashem pukad Sarah, if he remembered her. And Hashem pukad kvar. Tem pukudas haminyan Hashem nifka bebracha al pi Moshe. That was before they made the count, it was already, Moshe already gave a bracha. And that's going to stop it from the Ayin Hara, I guess. So that's what he says. He wrote a Shetishlach, well, Racha. So he gave a Bracha before the count. And so Eilad Pekudei HaMishkan is the Beis HaMidrash that he built. Pachar Al Pi Moshe is Talmidim. Pekudei HaEdus of Kevich. So that's what it means. So So the two pakads are, one is the counting and one is the bracha that was given before. It was already count. It was already given a bracha al pi Moshe, and that's so. Therefore, in other words, if you're going to count something, you have to have the protection from before. So Moshe had to give a bracha from before that it should be safe, and then you could count. That's what he writes here. Sorry, Terem Shemona Moshe Mispar Hanadava Pokto Befiv Betfilo Bracha. So that's a big issue, that if you're going to count something, you're going to flaunt something, you're going to make something more public, more. You need shmir for that. So Asher El Pukudei Mishkan, Asher Pukad, you needed that Moshe have already give the bracha from before. So again, so what we see here in Pashas Pukudei is the idea of the Ramazim to the Tubas Bate Megdash and the Mishkan. And the idea of the fact that it's destroyed is only because it wasn't done on Yidei Moshe. Avodas Halavim B'Yadi Somer Ben Aaron HaKohen. And then the other idea is that the Brachas Shora from Somer Ben Aayin, but once you count something, it's not hidden anymore. It's not someone but I. And therefore, it's only a shepukad that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the bracha from before to. But is that the bracha here at Tishrei Shchina? Could be. Mas. That's what I'm saying. Mas Yideichem. So that's the, we know that bracha, Moshe Rabbeinu gave a bracha to the Mishkan. So that bracha was given already before the count, maybe perhaps that's what it's referring to. And then the last thing here is HaKodesh HaTzolachem on page 22. HaKodesh HaTzolachem Rosh Chodoshim Rishon HuLachem HaKodesh HaShana says the Chasam Sofer Chasam HaRamban Ein Shem Prati L'Chodoshim B'Torah Rak Rishon V'Sheni. Right? The Torah doesn't give the names Tishrei, Cheshvan. It just says the first month, the second month. So the Ramban says, why the Kedei Leo Zikaron Litzias Mitzrayim? There'll be a Zikaron for Litzias Mitzrayim. Kein Yimei Shabbos Monim Kach Yom Rishon B'Shabbos Yom Sheni V'Chei Kulo. You say Yom Rishon B'Shabbos Yom Sheni B'Shabbos to remember Shabbos. And the same thing we do first month, the second month, remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zet tochachat Musa shenifter b'michtovim kadoma yom rishon b'shabbos b'chodesh rishon. L'ha'ir al abriya shemayim v'aretz. So this way, we have to have constant reminder. We should always say today yom rishon b'shabbos, yom sheni b'shabbos. So we always remember Shabbos. And in the months, we always speak about the first month, the second month, the third month to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. But then he makes another comment. Chasim Sofer, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim, Rishon Hu Lachem B'Chodesh Hashana. What's the difference between Rosh Chodoshim and Rishon? Yesh L'Far Sheish Chilov Ben Rosh L'Rishon. Rosh Nikra Misha Hu Rak Muska Me'amon Am Lios Hazeh Lachem L'Rosh. In other words, Rosh just means he was appointed. Not necessarily he's the greatest person, but he was appointed. So he becomes the Rosh. Rishon, Misha is the Milo Mitzar Atzmo, that he has a greater inner value. Some people, they were appointed, they have a good job, because they were appointed to this. Not necessarily at a greater level than other people. That's Rosh. Rishon means that you're inherently Choshev. Right, anything that's round, you don't know what's first, what's last. Nisan Mazel Tler. They said we're going to call this Rosh. Omnom Yisrael Shanasu Bezach Chodesh Nisim Veneflos. So for the whole world, it was decided that the Nisan is going to be the first. But for Klal Yisrael, it's not just the din of Rosh. We had so many Nisim that happened to us then. So it's inherent for us. It's not just an elected position, Nisim. Till now, it was just a Rosh. It was just appointed that we have to decide what's the first month. So it's Nisan, Mazel Tleh, etc. That's when things are growing. So they said, you know, things are growing now. Let's call this the first month. But that's before Yetzias Mitzrayim. But after Yetzias Mitzrayim and all the Nisim Niflos, he said, yeah, till now it was an elected position that Nisan gets the first. Because they thought, you know, it sounds, looks good. But now, now became Rishon. Now it's inherent. And HaKadosh Hashem says, Arach Shav Rosh Chodoshim, now it's Rishon HaYilachem B'chot She'ashon. Well, so that's the thing. So Nisan went from Rosh to Rishon. In other words, they decided that it'll be, because it's the, you know, season, things are growing, we'll call that, that was a decision. But afterwards, it's Yitzias Mitzrayim, where all the things happen to us, it's not just Rosh anymore. It's Rishon Olachem. Because now it's inherent. Now it's okay, Rabosai. That is the Vayakel Pekude Hakodesh. Tells us the different milas of different things. The mile of being together in one unit. The mile of Moshe Rabbeinu's creation. And the mile of the Chodesh Nisan. All these milas together are important for the Sodos in what's called chashuv and what's less chashuv. So I wish you all good Shabbos. And
Rav Simon or Rav Gershon Kreuzer.
Yeah. I remember him.
You have to speak about him.
Yeah.
Okay. You said he mentioned. Okay, I'll speak to you.
Okay, we'll talk.
Okay.
Good Shabbos.